The Democratic Party of McLean County picked up two seats on the county board in Tuesday's election. Democrats elected three new women candidates and a 19-year-old college student to the board. That was not a blue wave. The new seat balance on the board is 13 Republicans and 7 Democrats. But in this conversation with GLT's Mary Cullen, party chair Eric Rankin says any gain is a win.
We have to be happy with the direction of the Democratic Party. I mean, there's no way that we could look at what just happened as a net negative. Everything that came out of this was a positive. We have seen strong candidates. They've run. Lizzie ran an incredible race, knocked off a chairman of the finance committee. You saw Sharon Chung knocking off a relative newcomer in Ryan Scritchlow. So that's a pretty new and incredible race. And Logan is a 19-year-old kid, which is fantastic. I mean, it shows a different side of the McLean County Board that I think is sometimes very sorely overlooked.
How are you going to continue this momentum now leading into 2020?
You know, I hate to tell people this, but it's pretty easy. I mean, people are really excited. I mean, tonight did nothing but energize people that 2020 and the direction of our party is real. We're there to support our candidates. We're there to work with them. We're there to help and provide them some structure. And I think that we're going to see in 2020, I'm going to say it right here, right now, that the McLean County Democrats are going to take the McLean County Board in 2020.
What do you think tonight's totals mean for President Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
You know, I think that the easiest thing that we could say is that I think in some respects it is obviously a repudiation of the tone of the president. Unfortunately, the president is just not very presidential. And I don't say that just from the perspective of the Democratic Party. I think that what President Trump should look at is even the actions and the attitudes of previous Republicans. He comports himself as a child. He throws tantrums and fits often. He calls people's names, which is beneath the office in and of itself. I hope that he will find a way, because now he's going to have to find a way to work with the Democratic Congress, not just the McLean County Democrats or the McLean County Republicans, but the Democrats and Republicans of the United States deserve to have a president that has the ability to work across the aisle, that has the ability to have serious adult conversations without debasing other people and calling people names. I think that it's time that we see how do we move ourselves forward.
And so what message does this send with the increase in Democratic candidates? The Democrats have taken over control of the House.
Yep.
So what now?
Yeah, so I think what now is that very obviously the president has to figure out a way to check his rhetoric, to realize that he's going to have to work with the Democrats in order to get any piece of significant legislation that he's interested in getting pushed through is going to have to go through the Democratic Party. I don't think that is necessarily it's not a non-starter. I think that the president has the ability to sit down and talk with people, that are different from him. But he's going to have to work across the aisle. He's going to have to treat Democrats with respect. And believe it or not, I mean, listening to his rhetoric on the campaign trail, he treats Democrats with the least amount of respect of any other group that I've ever seen. How do you try and work across the aisle when you constantly call people names and humiliate them for who they are as people? It's a difficult proposition for him.
Nikita Richards' loss for McLean County Clerk was felt pretty hard in the room. And we also heard that Rauner won the overall vote in
sure.
McLean County. So what now for the party?
Party-wise, I think that, Nikita losing is not necessarily as much of a repudiation. I think Nikita did an incredible job of running for office. I'm not kidding you. I mean, she talked to everybody inside the county, outside the county. She worked with people across the state. Nikita is an incredible candidate. What I think it says here is that this county still has some issues with people of color. And I'm concerned about that. I mean, I'm certainly concerned about that. I hope that people will be able to listen to candidates for the feelings that they have for the positions that they stake out and attach themselves to those specific feelings rather than vote on identity politics. And I think that is something that the Republican Party has very clearly staked their claim to. The rampant rampant claims of immigration issues and just overt racism from our president, I think that has trickled down even to local levels.
So I mentioned it a bit earlier. The Democratic Party gained 2 seats on McLean County Board. So how is that a blue wave in the county?
So, I mean, a blue wave. We picked up seats. There's no way that you could spin it other way than that. We're making some movement, and every change requires baby steps. It requires a process to get to the point that you're actually looking at. Picking up 2 seats is a good thing. It provides us with an opportunity to look forward to 2020 and say, hey, listen, there's no reason that we can't pick up 3 seats. And guess what? Now if the Democrats pick up 3 seats, now the Democrats have 10 elected officials to the Republicans' 10 elected officials. Now, all of a sudden, we have a totally different ballgame. And I think very clearly, this new administration that we have in the McLean County Democratic Party is strong, it's energized, it's ready to work. We just started in April. So that gave us just a few months. You give us 2 years, and I can't wait to have this conversation with you sitting in this chair 2 years from now. It's going to be a very different conversation.
So now let's talk a little bit about the success of Democratic women in the county.
Yeah, great. I mean, I think our party has, it's if you take a look at it across the board, I mean, who won? It was all our women. They did great. They connected with voters in a very real way. They talked to voters in a very real way. So I think that it is, these are now role models between Sharon Chung and Shannon Wachinski and Lizzie Johnson. These are all very similar type of people that are strong working moms, that some of them have kids, and all of them have kids, and that they are showing that there's a way that you can be a civically engaged individual at the same time as being the type of person that cares about their community and their workplace as well. I'm really excited. I think that all this does is send a message to the rest of the women in McLean County. Hey, guess what? You should run for office. And we're going to encourage every female up and down the line in the McLean County Democratic Party. You should run for public office. I mean, it's not just the Democratic Party looking at the county board. We're talking about countywide elected offices, and we're going to come back to talking about Congress and talking about all these other offices that are going to be up. I think the Democrats are going to be in a great position in 2020. 2018 was the first step in the big change that's coming in 2020.
That was McLean County Democratic Party Chair Eric Rankin talking with GLT's Mary Cullen. McLean County Republicans are pointing to some gains and holds, even though they lost those 2 seats on the county board and failed to push through a proposal to dissolve the Bloomington Election Commission. It was Connie Beard's first general election since being named party chair in McLean County. In this conversation with GLT's Eric Stock, Beard says the so-called blue wave, an infusion of Democratic cash in local races, and confusion about the ballot question all contributed to tipping scales in the Democrats' favor.
On the state level, yes, it is disappointing. We are now in a one-party control for the state of Illinois, and I firmly believe that within it won't take long before the state to realize that they're in deeper trouble now because of the policies that brought us to an economic cliff are now just going to be furthered by the party that's going to be in power. So it's going to be a hard lesson to be learned in a couple of years, but as Republicans in McLean County, we are resolved. We're not going anywhere. We are going to resolve ourselves to continue to speak to the truth and to the facts that will help our county and help our state.
What about at the local level, losing a couple of seats that were very much up for grabs and seemed to go down to the wire tonight?
It was a testimony to how tight races were when probably from our Democratic opponents, they thought throwing 100,000 plus into a race would make it a complete landslide, and in fact it wasn't. We have very satisfying results with Kathy Michael as our county clerk and winning her spot and retaining her role as our county clerk. And that of all the races was the one that was such focus and such energy put into it by the Democrats. The fact that we overcame that is a testimony that it takes more than money to win an election. It takes a caliber of candidate such as we had in Kathy Michael. And our other candidates, I am so proud of them. They all ran races with integrity and with good decorum, with respect. And although some lost, they didn't lose by that great of amount. And we are hopeful that that is just going to be a training ground for new candidates that will be coming in various races in the future.
Since these races were so close, I guess the armchair quarterbacking will begin now. Anything that you could have done differently to give them that last push over the top?
Well, the fact that we were dealing with such a financial difference between the amount of money that J.B. Pritzker was able to pour into our county races and the fact that we are not that caliber of funding in our county, it was really kind of so unusual to have that much money be put into a county race. I don't know that we want to look at it as, well, we just have to raise more money. That's not always the answer. We have to look at delivering our message, at helping voters understand the contrast between the candidates. And I think that we have some lessons learned, and we have some ideas that we have yet to be put forward that we will implement in the upcoming elections.
What are those lessons learned?
Well, that messaging is important, that the use of media is always an important element, that we need to have a strong grassroots local campaign. I think where we were successful was where in the precincts and districts where we could knock on more doors and people could have a face-to-face encounter with our candidates and helping our candidates understand the importance of that. And that is the basic ground game. And we are confident that we will be able to improve upon that.
As we look at the BEC vote, too, another element here, that coming up short tonight, anything that you feel could have been done differently to further the Republican message on that?
If we were able to have additional funding that could have delivered systems of communication, you know, that would have helped. We realized that people found that to be a very strange wording. Shall the city election laws be rejected? Your initial reaction is, no, I don't want to lose my election law. But helping them understand and the fact that for such a large number of people did support it, even with our limited amount of education, that's something we're going to revisit. I think that it's the voters that did vote yes were recognizing the advantages of merging our systems. Even tonight, when we're sitting here trying to get results back, flipping back and forth from county to city and county to city, that is a good example of what can be eliminated by merging the two together. And I think when voters start to put that together, as so many of them did tonight, that it wouldn't take much more to put that over the edge. And therefore, it's something that we probably will revisit.
So we as in the Republican Party, now the Libertarians, headed up last time GOP joined it. Might GOP take the lead this time?
That's certainly a strong possibility. We had enough bipartisan support between the Libertarians and between actually other Democrats that came on board and were signing the petition to make it happen, that I think if the advance process is done more efficiently and clearly, that there will be even more people that will recognize it across the board, that as a nonpartisan issue, it's a benefit for the community. So we may very well take the lead, and I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
And this is Sound Ideas. Eric Stock with Connie Beard, the chairwoman for the McLean County Republican Party, after the election results. And as we look at gains that the Democrats made on the county board, there certainly, one would imagine, will be calling for greater influence on committees, additional assignments that they've not had in the past. Do you suspect that that will be an issue on the county board as there is more of an ideological balance?
I think it will be interesting to see how the limited experience of these new county board members are enabling them to have any impact. We have some very experienced county board members now who know how to have an impact in our county, how to make things happen, how to develop and implement improvements and savings. It'll be interesting to see if these new candidates who have very little limited experience in the real world, I will say, of business and development and government will be able to have much of an impact. That will be yet to see.
We've heard so much about the term blue wave in the past couple of months. Do you feel that had an impact here? The fact that it appeared the Democrats were far more organized than they had been in the past and ran far more candidates than they have locally than in years past?
I do see that there was an impact. There was an impact that was candidates seemed to have a motivation that was driven based on a national view of our president. And that so often was the main motivation factor. And, you know, you wonder, what impact does our national level have on the local county level? And you wonder, are you motivated to really help your neighbor and to help your local government? Are you just simply running out of a distaste in your opinion of the national president and that national government and impact? So I think that we have a great opportunity moving forward to learn what we've learned in this campaign. I don't believe the Democrats have completely had a blue wave here by any means. Obviously, they put thousands of dollars into the county clerk's race, and they've lost. So I'm hoping they realize that an election process isn't just about the money, and that they need to have viable candidates. I am still think the jury is out on how well they are doing in actually having viable candidates. We'll see how the candidates that have been elected actually perform in the workplace and then make a judgment call on how successful they've been.
Connie Beard, the chair of the McLean County Republican Party, spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.